From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Kentucky Bluebells. The Kentucky Bluebells are a four-piece bluegrass band from here in central Kentucky. Despite their young age, the four bells of the Kentucky Bluebells have many years of musical experience. Stay tuned for their music and stories coming up on Red Barn Radio. Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Welcome, Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 447th performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome tonight's guest, the Kentucky Bluebells.
Swig of that old Kentucky shine. Before I took that drink, let me tell you I was fine. Then my body felt loose and my head began to spin. Didn't want no more and off I went again. Feeling strange, just a smidge. When I looked up, there was that old man on a bridge. I floated underneath, he poured that shine into my mouth. Shortly after that, everything was headed south. He gave me two swigs of that old Kentucky shine. Before I took those drinks, let me tell you I was fine. Then my body felt loose and my head began to spin. Didn't want no more and off I went again. So free in a dream I had before. When I looked up, there was that old man there with more. Sitting on a limb, just as fine as the fall here. He poured that shining. strings of that old Kentucky shine. Before I took those drinks, let me tell you I was fine. Then my body fell loose and my head began to spin. Didn't want no more and off I went again. He gave me three swigs of that old Kentucky shine. Before I took those drinks, let me tell you I was fine. Then my body fell loose and my head began to spin. I didn't want no more and off I went again.
Welcome to the show, Kentucky Bluebells. It's great to hear some female harmonies. I think this is really the first time we've had such a powerhouse female vocal group. Start off with how you all found your way to the instrument. Obviously, we'll talk a little bit about the vocals. Let's start with Ellie. You were the youngest bell.
I didn't start playing the fiddle. I actually started in classical music. I played viola. I started when I was 5 years old. I've been doing that for about 12 years, still doing that.
Ellie Ruth.
I actually went to a jam once. My dad dragged me out to a jam to play, and I was really nervous about it, especially with improvisation, which is something that classical players definitely do not do. And so I actually found out that I really loved it, and so that's when I really picked up bluegrass music and started to play the fiddle, so yeah.
So you think the improv is really the dividing line between your viola and the fiddle playing?
I think so, yeah. Although now that I've started improvisation, it's crossed over. And it's really helped. The classical music has helped my fiddle playing, and the improvisation has helped me understand the classical music. So I think it's a great thing to do both, yeah.
Told free as the wind blowing down the road, loved by many, hated by none. I'd say you were lucky, cause I know what you've done. Not a care in the world, not a worry in sight. Everything's gonna be alright, cause you're the lucky one. You're the lucky one, always having fun. A jack of all trades, a master of none. Look at the world with your smiling eye and laugh at the devil as his train goes by. Give you a song and a one-night stand. You'll be looking at a happy man, cause you're the lucky one. Well, you're blessed, I guess, by never knowing which road you choose. And you're the next best thing to playing and winning is playing and losing. You're the lucky one and know that now. Don't ask you why and where, how. No matter where you're at, it's where you'll be. You can bet your love won't follow me. Give you a song and a one-night stand. You'll be looking at a happy man, cause you're the lucky one. But never knowing which road you're choosing. You're the next best thing to playing and winning is playing and losing. You're the lucky one, so I've been told. Free as the wind blowing down the road. Loved by many, hated by none. I'd say you were lucky cause I know what you've done. Not a care in the world, not a worry in sight. Everything's gonna be alright cause you're the lucky one.
Thank you all.
And Chloe,
yeah.
You are trained in vocals from University of Louisville.
That's right, yeah. I spent a lot of time there, and I worked with a very special person to me. His name is Dan Weeks. He taught me everything I know about singing.
Chloe Blaine.
Just singing classically has helped me so much in bluegrass, and you wouldn't think that it does, but it definitely does. It's just changed my entire outlook on how to approach the voice, and that the voice is actually an instrument just like anything else, and you learn how to use that.
How did you get to pick up the banjo?
My mom is a really important person in the county that we live in as far as music. She's the band director at the middle school. We knew some friends that we didn't realize how big of a stars they were when we were little, but now we know the Wilson brothers, who used to play around bluegrass music. So mom got to know bluegrass music through them. That was happening when I was just a young child. So I basically grew up in bluegrass music, and my mom got this idea that she wanted to start a band at our school. And that's where actually three of our members here started, me and Andrea and Amelia. And we had this really successful bluegrass band out of our school at Gallatin County. So that's how I started playing banjo. I went to a seminar with my mom when she wanted to start that, and they put a banjo in my hand, and I fell in love with it that day.
Nice. So that's a Kentucky Sassafras?
Actually, that's not Kentucky Sassafras. That was the Gallatin County Bluegrass Band.
Okay.
And then Kentucky Sassafras, what he's talking about was a band that me and my younger sister Amelia were in. And we would do, you know, professional shows outside of what the school was able to do. As you can tell, over here on the guitar, we have an amazing guitar player. Her name is Andrea Brooke. And she not only is one of the best guitar players I know, she's really come through some big hurdles. Being a woman in bluegrass music and playing the guitar like she does is really special. So we're really, really proud of her for that. And she doesn't only play guitar well, she sings really great too. She's going to sing us one called Daniel Prayed.
Every morning, noon, and night.
He cared not for the king's decree. Trusted God who set him free. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Oh, Daniel served
Daniel
the living
served.
God while on this earth below he trod. He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night. He cared not for the king's decree. Trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Every morning, noon, and night.
Jaws were locked, made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Oh, Daniel served the living God while on this earth below he trod. He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night. He cared not for the king's decree. Trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night.
Watch and pray like Daniel did from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night.
We too can gladly dare and do the things that God will take us through. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Oh, Daniel served
Daniel
the living
served.
God while on this earth below he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night. He cared not for
cared
the king's decree. He trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Oh, Daniel served
Daniel
the living
sir,
God while on this earth below he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night. He cared not for the king's decree. He trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night.
Just joined us? This is the music of the Kentucky Bluebells on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Now, of course, we have a sister in the group. We've got Amelia. You started playing at 10?
Yeah, I started playing bass at 10.
Amelia John.
I'd actually started on guitar as far as bluegrass music goes, but I guess the strings were a little too close together for my taste. So a couple of years after that, I decided the bass looked like more fun, and my mom had happened to bring one home for Kentucky Sassafras because they didn't have a bass player, so she was going to stand in, but I eventually just kind of started inching in on her role in the band and picking up bass as I could, learning a few songs here and there. I think coming this summer, I'll have been playing for half of my life.
Nice. So you ended up taking over for your mom.
Yeah.
How'd that feel? Was it kind of like passing the torch?
Yeah, it was fun. When it started, you know, I wasn't as fast. I couldn't play the quick songs with them, and so I'd only get to step in for a couple, and then slowly taking over more and more until I was standing on the stage the whole time. It was an interesting experience.
Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Go, Ellie!
Now my thoughts wandered back to that ramshackle shack in them Blue Ridge Hills far away, where my mother and dad, they are laid there to rest. They are sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills for Virginia. From those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Andrea!
Wandering back to that ramshackle shack in them Blue Ridge Hills far away. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside? Make my resting place upon that hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia. From those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Those hills for Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home, far away to my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Thank you.
Last but not least, we've got Andrea, who is known for the flat picking. When did you decide that that was the style that you wanted to go with?
Well, I actually started on banjo. We went to church together, Chloe, Amelia, and I. And Chloe would play banjo for specials at church, and I was like, that is so cool.
Andrea Brooke.
So she taught me how to play banjo, and then I gradually moved on to guitar. And there's not many girls that flat pick on the guitar, so I thought that was pretty cool, too. Wanted to take that up.
Obviously, you all have your instruments, but really, your vocals are, I think, what takes it up even further. Do you lead the harmonies, and do you kind of chart them a little bit?
I don't really have to lead them. If they need help with something, then I'll try to figure it out and help them, just because I, you know, went through school doing that. But really, they're right on it. If I say I want to do a new song, I'll just give them the melody. We'll learn it on our instruments, and then they just jump right in with the harmonies. And usually it works spot on. I never really have to change anything. And that's the great part about this band. We know each other so well, and we work off of each other. You know, it doesn't matter what someone brings in. We know how to work together to make it something that's useful on stage and that's going to be really fun for our audience to listen to and very enjoyable for them.
How long have the Bells been together?
We've been together, I'd say, a year and a half now. Does that sound right, girls? Yeah.
Is there a great origin story? I know that you three started and you kind of came in.
That's kind of what it was. Amelia, Andrea, and myself, we played just a few shows and we called ourselves Kentucky Blue Bells. But we had such a big chunk missing. We needed something so bad, but we didn't know exactly whether it was mandolin or fiddle or, you know, what else it needed to be. We wanted it to be a woman because it's really important to us. And we went and did a show at a church one day and Ellie was there. She came up and played a song with us and we just fell in love with her. She fit in perfectly and it was the best thing that's happened to the band so far.
Well, welcome to the band, Ellie. Ellie, who you are graduating this year, right?
Graduating high school, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. And we've got a couple, of course, Chloe's got the UofL vocal experience. And Andrea and Amelia, you've got a little bit different take on your education. So Amelia is in graduating with mechanical engineering, and then Andrea was in computer science. How do you keep your focus on the music with your brains kind of doing other things? Engineering and bluegrass, I don't think really go as well together. You never know. It may be giving you something else. I was trying to see if maybe you figured out something that was, you know, some sort of technique that you may have been able to pick up.
I mean, music is really mathematical. I don't think a lot of people realize that, and at least knowing from experience of going to the, you know, College of Engineering, that sometimes it's tempting to look at the liberal arts majors and be like, oh man, they got it easy. But I mean, music, it has a lot of technique, a lot of practice, a lot of dedication. Definitely engineering kind of helps with that, I would imagine.
Where do you see yourselves kind of going? You have a CD coming out.
Yeah.
Are you looking at playing into like the festivals and different
Definitely.
Things like that?
We do have a new CD coming out, and we're really, really excited about it. I've done a few CDs with other bands before, but they kind of weren't up to par like this one is. This one's really, really great. We've worked hard. The music is just wonderful. And not only the music, the art on the CD is really wonderful, too, because Amelia, she's very smart, she's very talented, and she's an artist. She's really amazing. So the painting, it's a hand-painted piece on the front of the CD that's really beautiful. You'll have to check it out. As far as the direction of the band, we really kind of pride ourselves in being a female band that plays hard-driving bluegrass music. We do a lot of very pretty stuff like we've done here tonight with the clawhammer and, you know, some a cappella stuff. But what we really want people to know is that women can play, you know, just as
hard driving and as fun as any other band out there. There's not very many female bands that do that. So that's really what we pride ourselves on. We want people to realize that we can do that and we can be entertaining. And we would love to get more shows at big festivals. Right now we do a lot of like private shows. We do churches. We do some festivals. A lot of restaurants and stuff hire us and stuff.
Yeah, I think with the album release, we'll probably help that a lot. And it would be great, you know, 20 years from now to like see a lot of, you know, hard-driving female bands kind of come after you.
It'd be great.
You know, because you are right. You know, there's this misconception that maybe one person can be in a male band, but to have a female band that is solid and y'all are so close, and I think the stars are going to align for you and burn really bright.
Slowly creeping in, the fire now is burning low. The snow has covered up the ground. Your baby's hungry, sick, and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. Sweetheart, I hope you understand. You're the only love I know. Please forgive me if you can. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Kentucky Bluebells, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio. We're back after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.